Because it's such a release for me, and a big part of who we are as a band is expressing ourselves through music. And yeah, it releases a lot of energy, and I guess it makes me a better person, and it's part of who I am.
It's not about making the money or having the line of groupies. Is it just about the music?
It's about the music, and I would never throw myself into a situation where I didn't have complete control of what the band was about, what the band was doing. It's never about the money. It's, for me, playing for a big amount of people would be great, because it's about connecting as many people as you can and getting your message out there through your music, with your music, and your message is the music.
But don't you think the music industry now isn't really interested in that? They're more interested in, you know, Lady Gaga, Adele, like pop artists, and they don't really care about the message. They just care about fat beats and, you know, pointless lyrics. Do you think there'll be a place for you, for the newer generations to sort of appreciate, you know, old school funk and rock and blues?
Well, I mean, we're playing now. There's a place for us to play, so that's encouraging, but it is very much like that, because music at the moment the music industry, it kind of feels like people relate to something because everyone else relates to it. Like, for example, Lady Gaga, it's like music almost becomes like a product. It's something that can be sold, printed, merchandise goes along with it. But there is definitely a place for bands who are fresh, doing what they want, and can connect with people no matter how many people listen to the opposite kind of music. I think there'll always be a place for true good music.
Now, Perpetual Motion, that's a pretty trippy name. How'd you come up with it? Does it have a hidden meaning?
I mean, it's one of those band names that a lot of people, they hear for the first time, they think, whoa, what was that again? Like, the first couple of gigs we played, it was actually at school. We got introduced as Perpetual Motion. They got every other band name, right? Why not us? But we came.
So does Perpetual Motion have a long-term goal? Or do you kind of just have your sights set on the present?
Well, as a band, if it was ever to get to the point where we weren't feeling like we could express ourselves how we wanted to individually, then I'm sure we'd have to talk about that. But personally, my music is my life, and I'm going to pursue it for the rest of my life, and I want to make a living off my playing.
If you could give one reason to people as to why they should come see you perform, what would it be?
One reason. Because we're four guys who do not let anything get in the way of our music, and when we play, we completely give ourselves to the music, and I guess to Mother Nature. We bow down to the music. We don't control the music. The music controls us. So if you want to see a band that has their head in the right place and knows what it's about, then come see us, and I'm sure you'll enjoy us.
Okay, so finally, you've got a gig coming up soon. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've been asked to play at the Glebe Fair, which is a big outdoor gig, and they're my favourite kind of gigs.
Yeah.
Just being in nature. And I plan to hire out a Marshall Stack for that, man, and just blow the crowd away with that. And yeah, that should be a good one, and we're going to be a lot tighter for that, I think, because that'll be after the HSC, and like, you know, man, it pays well, and it should be a good gig. I hope anyone who's free on that day can come along and, you know, enjoy the markets and enjoy the music.
And that was Jacob Gray there, the lead guitarist of blues rock band Perpetual Motion. So head down to the Glebe Fair on October the 8th at 1 o'clock and support Australia's young aspiring musicians, and hear some great blues and rock music straight from Sydney.